This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The coronavirus pandemic has killed more than 35,000 people worldwide, most in Europe. More than 738,000 people have been infected around the world. Italy and Spain account for more than three-quarters of the deaths in Europe. Monday, Spain confirmed another 812 deaths in 24 hours from the coronavirus. Spain's healthcare system is struggling to cope with the surge of seriously ill patients all at once, with hotels and conference centers being used as temporary clinics and Madrid's largest ice rink turned into provisional morgue. In Russia Monday, President Vladimir Putin urged residents of Moscow to respect the lockdown that has seen the closure of non-essential shops, including restaurants and cafes in Europe's largest city. The U.S. government's top infectious disease expert says the country could see 100 to 200,000 deaths from the coronavirus outbreak. Dr. Anthony Fauci said millions could become infected in the United States. Faced with Fauci's grim projections, President Donald Trump extended federal guidelines recommending people stay home for another 30 days until the end of April. The U.S. now has more cases of COVID-19 than anywhere else, but unlike Italy, where the mortality rate of confirmed cases is around 10%, the rate in the U.S. at this stage is closer to 1.5%. Japan's top government spokesman said Monday there was no truth to rumors the government was planning to declare a state of emergency from April 1st to slow the spread of the coronavirus pandemic. Now that the Olympics have been postponed, more on that in a moment, Tokyo's COVID-19 cases are rising and the city's governor requests people stay home. From Washington, this is VOA News.